Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from S, and S says, I am part of a WhatsApp chat with other parents in my child's nursery. It's not set up by the nursery, nor does it seem to have all the parents in it. The problem is it's really unpleasant and dominated by a small minority of very vocal complainers. The anger seems disproportionate relative to the issues at hand. It's causing me some anxiety and some distrust of the nursery, which objectively seems unwarranted, and I know other parents who feel the same. What should I do? S, I have had this problem myself, and I think most of us have probably confronted this problem. In our modern world, we have lots of forms of communication, which can be great. We can seek out people who have similar problems. We can seek out solutions. We can communicate about what's going on with our kids, what's going on with our kids' school, what's going on in our town. But of course, the downside is we can also communicate with these people as well. So it is the classic double-edged sword. Sometimes you want to be able to reach out to parents, but sometimes we find that the flip side is that, you know, we find ourselves, it's like the school portal, right? Like we want this information, but at the same time, if the school portal is just causing us a ton of anxiety, there is an easy option, which is for us to opt out. And it sounds like it might be time for you to do this with this group chat with the nursery school. If something isn't serving you, you can just kind of walk away from it. And I think maybe that's what it's time to do with this group chat. I don't think it is your job. We talked maybe on the advice issue. I had a best friend. I still have a best friend who gave me this advice a long time ago when I was having trouble with a boss, which is like, it's not really your job to convince other people that they are jerks. That is not part of your calling in life. And so it is not your job on the group chat to convince the negative people that they are being too negative. It is simply your role to opt out of engaging with these conversations. And so that's what I think I would suggest that you do here. If the nursery chat is sometimes giving you good information, like it's sometimes saying, oh, don't forget it's crazy hair day tomorrow. You can also just engage with it less. And when you see the negativity, you can say, I'm just going to ignore this phase of the group chat. It is always extremely tempting for us to say, these people are being negative and annoying, and I'm going to help them see that they are being negative and annoying, and I am here to tell you that there is no happiness down that pathway, and I would urge you to reject that path wholeheartedly. So when you see negativity coming up on the group chat, you either turn it off, you stop reading it, you let people talk amongst themselves. This has happened to us on our town board where people bring up an issue. There's a big fight on our town board about coyotes, let's say, for example. People are saying we have to get rid of the coyotes. Other people are saying, oh, coyotes are part of the ecosystem. I have strong opinions about this myself, but I don't actually believe that I'm going to convince people of my point of view by yelling at them on Facebook. And so what I do when I see those chats come up is I just turn away from them. I think there's a middle ground here that's probably pretty available to you. Either turn off the group chat, but then if you're worried about missing something, just realize that there are going to be times in the group chat where you just have to say, oh, it's that day where the negative people are coming out and kind of ruining this for me and making me feel very anxious. When I feel that feeling, I'm going to just ignore the group chat. And when the group chat is something useful, like don't forget that it's the Thanksgiving celebration or it's the special school spirit day, that's useful information. So I'm going to engage with the information that's useful. But when the information is not useful to me, I'm just going to turn it off. And I think it can be tempting and difficult in different ways to do so, but that to me is your perfect course. And this goes for all sorts of group chats. Like if it's useful for you to be in a mom's group chat, because sometimes there's really interesting information about like potty training and how to get rid of diapers once and for all, engage with that content and be part of those conversations. But when it is time to just pick on like the threes teacher who people think is not doing a good job, just step back and don't engage. You're not going to convince people of your point of view, but you're also not going to drive yourself crazy. S, I hope that helps. If you have a question for myself or Amy that you would like us to answer on a question of the week, email them to info@whatfreshhellpodcast.com and you may hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us